coming back at you live. What's happening, everybody? What's going on? Everybody's watching Johnny Depp.
Winning.
The Johnny Depp trial is in full effect. I'm not sure what it's all about, really. I've been watching all the YouTube clips. Johnny Depp is on trial for rape. Right? Something. I really have no idea what this trial is about. Did he beat her up, or she beat him up, or somebody's suing somebody. I don't know who's suing who. I don't know what's going on. I don't think anybody really does know what's going on. Is this a civil suit? Is this a lawsuit? Is this someone going to jail? His girlfriend shit in his bed. I know that.
Oh,
but who's suing who? Is he suing her because she shit on his side of the bed? I love the way he talks. He talks really, really super slow.
It was a photograph of the bed. Our bed, and on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter.
I mean, does anybody talk this slow? Who talks this slow?
On my side of the bed, there, I went to get in my bed, and when I got in the bed, I realized I was rolling around in human fecal matter.
Johnny, reel it in, my friend. You have a career. You have a brand. What are you doing?
You piece of shit.
What are you talking about rolling around in fecal matter for? This isn't good for your brand. Not good for your reputation.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You're a star. You're talking about rolling around in your ex-girlfriend's shit. Come on, man. I mean, I've rolled around in shit, sure, plenty of times, but I don't bring it up. And imagine being her new boyfriend having to watch this trial. Honey, do you shit in his bed? You shit in his bed. Oh, wow. Really? And Johnny Depp's starting to lose it. I think he's just worn too many scarves and used too much eyeliner. Johnny, maybe reel it in with the shit in the bed. If someone shits in your bed, you probably deserved it. You know what I mean? Me and my wife have gotten into fights, and what we do usually is I'll take a shit in her side of the bed. You know what I mean? I've done that. Teach her a lesson. But I don't bring it up later. I don't bring it up in a court of law. You know, when you disagree about something and you're fighting and you just agree to disagree and you want to make a final statement, what else can you really do? That's what we do. We just go take a shit on the other person's side of the bed.
Gotcha, bitch.
But you know, who are you really punishing here? I mean, you got to sleep in that same bed. Anybody who knows anything about fecal matter germs knows that you're kind of... Even if you shit on your spouse's side of the bed, you're kind of shitting on the same bed you're going to sleep in. But, Johnny, what are you doing? Calm down with the fecal matter talk.
In the fecal matter, I lay in fecal matter.
Like, you have fans. People don't want to hear this shit. I do. I mean, I like hearing it, but other people probably not so much. What else? Mike Tyson punched someone on a plane. Did you see that? Punched somebody out and it was great. This guy was razzing Mike Tyson on a plane. You don't razz Mike Tyson on a plane.
Why the fuck would you do something like that?
Pretty stupid move. It's like sticking your dick in a beehive. Not a good idea. And Mike warned him. He warned him. Here's the audio. Stop kicking my feet. If you don't stop kicking my feet, I'm going to bash your fucking face in. I can't do Mike Tyson. But Mike Tyson gives the best interviews. There's an interview here where a woman was trying to interview Mike Tyson, and he told him he doesn't give women interviews unless he fornicates with them. Let's see here.
That you can win this fight?
Are you talking out of turn?
No, I think we're all talking together.
I normally don't do interview with women unless I fornicate with them. So you shouldn't talk anymore. Unless you wanna, you know. I may like fornicate more than other people. It's just who I am. I sacrifice so much of my life. Can I at least get laid? You know what I mean? I've been robbed of most of my money. Can I at least get a blowjob? If I wish one of your guys had children, if I could kick them in their fucking head or stomp on their testicles before you could feel my pain, because that's the pain I have.
Now, does that sound like a guy you antagonize on a plane?
I don't like white people.
Check out his interviews on YouTube. They're all great. Anyway, that portion of the show is brought to you by the 1990 Pontiac Grand Prix.
It's the most eagerly awaited driver's sedan in Pontiac history. Four-door
he can't even get this car anymore.
With Grand Prix style.
Why do they keep putting this ad on?
And driving excitement.
Pontiac's not even a company. Where can you get this car?
Check it out. Try it on. The new Grand Prix.
They keep paying for this ad?
At your Pontiac dealer now.
Rebuilding Pac-Man.
Okay. 1990 Grand Prix. Pontiac. Good sponsor. Good people over there at Pontiac. What else is going on? I'm getting a vasectomy.
I did not know that.
I've decided I'm going to get a vasectomy. It needs to be done. It has to be done. I want it done. And I went in for the consultation. Don't do it. If you're going to get a consultation for a vasectomy, do it over the phone. You go into the office and you will be molested. Doctor came in and he had me pull my pants and underwear down to my knees. I don't know if this was part of the procedure or what's going on. I had to pull my pants down to my knees. He proceeded to roll my testicles. And he kept rolling them and rolling them. He's like, is this part of the consultation, doc? Are we still doing the consultation, doc? Because he just kept rolling my testicles. It went on forever. He was rolling and rolling. He was like he was working on a Rubik's Cube and trying to solve it really fast or something. But when you got your pants down around your knees and there's a doctor rolling your testicles in his hand, it is very unnerving. And then he says, does this bother you? Does this bother me? A little bit. A little bit. He said, well, during the procedure, I'm going to be tugging on these for like 20 minutes or so.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, I'm going to come.
I don't know what he's checking for. He said he was looking for any abnormalities, but it took a little while. Now I'm all up in my head about this thing. I don't know what to do. I want to be put under at this point. I'm going to see if I can be put under. I don't know. And then I have to go in after the procedure's done.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
And they want me to ejaculate into a paper cup. That's been keeping me up at night. I wake up in the middle of the night. I start throwing punches in the air thinking about this. I can't ejaculate into a paper cup. 15 days later, you have to go in and they give you, I think they give you a wicker basket full of pornography and they send you in a room with a cup. That's what I'm told. I don't know what the proper reaction is going to be when a nurse hands me a wicker basket full of pornography. Oh, well, what do we have here? You know, how do you respond? Oh, yes, please. Thank you very much. This all you got? I don't know if these are going to cut it. What you got anything? You got anything else? Just these, huh? Okay, see what I can do. Maybe I should act slightly offended. What is that? Porn? I guess. I mean, if this is what you guys do, I guess I'll take the basket. I don't know.
Yes, queen.
I can't deal with this kind of pressure. You know what I mean? I got to go into a room, and then the whole thing is, how long is it supposed to take? You know, should I come out in 38 seconds? Hey, I'm all done. Here you go. Take it. I'm done. Am I supposed to come out in 4 minutes? Am I supposed to come out in a half an hour? I don't know. I don't think I can pull this off. What if I miss the cup? I start shouting obscenities. I start shouting racial slurs. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I'm not equipped for this. How to react to this? Ejaculating in the cup. I don't think I'm going to do that step. They crack the door and ask if someone can rub my back. I'm not sure what the protocol is. I don't know how to act in this situation. You don't want to come out too fast. Hey, I'm done. You don't want to, come out 25 minutes later sweating through your shirt either. So I'm going to skip that step. I don't even know if I'm going to do this vasectomy at this point. I can't. That's all I think about. It's overtaken my life. Just the thought. That doctor rolling my testicles in his hands did not sit well with me. I'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted on my balls and nuts and scrotal sack. Who knows if I'll even do it. When they're done, the only thing that comes out, I was told, is a puff of smoke or a flag that says bang. That was brought to you by a new sponsor. I have a new sponsor for the show, finally, Delta. They make great toilets, and they have a new toilet. It's the Delta 5000 toilet. A lot of people are getting this, and this toilet is great. Folks, you cannot spend too much on a toilet. You can't. or a mattress. You spend a third of your life on a mattress, get a good one. That's same with the toilet. You spend a lot of time there. You add up all the time you spend on a toilet, and you know the Delta 5000 costs $12,000, but it's worth it because you spend so much time there. This thing has a lot of features too. It's got heated seats. You know how nice it is to have a heated seat in the wintertime? You don't even know until you've tried it. It's got a bidet that squirts water right up your asshole. It's perfect temperature. It's got heated water. Isn't that great? Heated water on your asshole? Yes, please. Hey, folks, how many times have you been sitting on a toilet just waiting for something to happen? Constipated? Some people have that problem. I don't. But there's no more worries with if you're constipated. I'll tell you why. The Delta 5000 has a little self-lubricating tube. This is interesting. It comes up from the toilet, and it goes right up your asshole, and it sucks the shit right out of your asshole. It's beautiful. It's no fuss, no muss. I mean, it's so simple. It's stupid. No longer will you sit around and wait for something to happen on the toilet. Some people have that problem. Once again, I do not. The Delta 5000 also comes with a little mechanical arm that comes up from the underneath. It just shoots up from underneath, and it'll give you a nice little reach around if you want it. It's no big deal. You can disable that feature, too, if you don't want the reach around, I think. I don't know. Maybe you can't. The Delta 5000. Look into it, folks. It's cool. Who's this?
Who are you looking for?
I want to talk to the manager now.
This is me.
All right. Well, were you in there last night?
Was I in there last night?
Yeah.
No, I don't work nights.
Well, I got a complaint. Your gas station sucks. The people there suck. You guys might want to beef up your security at night or something. I don't know. I'm on probation. I used to run with the motorcycle gang, the Straight Satans, and I'm on probation. I had last night in the bathroom, I had some punk kid try to sell me a bag of something. I don't know what it was. I took that bag and I fired it down the toilet. And it looked like fentanyl. And this kid was looking at me, trying to come off at the mouth.
Say, there's not much else they'll let us do other than heaven or, you know.
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying. And then I tried to buy some cigarettes. I didn't have my ID on me. And I'm in my 40s. This kid wouldn't sell me the cigarettes. I don't know. I mean, but what are we doing here? You want the business?
Are you on... is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is mandatory to have a driver's license for any kind of over 21 purchase here.
Well, no, I'm old enough. I used to be in a gang. I used to run with the Straight Satans.
That is company policy.
Then they got some kid out in the parking lot trying to, he's looking at me sideways.
I'm sorry, I can't help with that.
Coming off of the mouth, looking at my mouth. I don't know if he's trying to fuck my mouth or what he's trying to do.
I don't know what you want me to do. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
I don't want you to do anything. I'm just letting you know that you're going to have to beef up your security or do something. Ah. All right, that wasn't very good. Let's see what else. Let's do another. We can't end on that note.
Thank you for choosing. You.
How are we doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm on a plane. What do you think of that?
Oh,
and
really? Okay.
I am non-binary, and I'm coming in. I want to come in today or tomorrow, if possible.
Okay.
My sexuality is very burdensome.
I'm sorry?
My sexuality is very burdensome, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
I'm on hormone therapy, and I want to know what your locker room policy is, because I identify as a woman, and I don't want any trouble.
Okay.
I know I can be a burden.
Have you been with us before?
This week. I'm coming into town.
What day's your appointment?
I don't have one. I'm trying to get one.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, I do have a client in front of me. Do you mind if I give you to somebody else to help you?
Do what you got to do.
Okay, hold on, please. Thank you.
Hello, how may I assist you?
What's your schedule?
I'm sorry?
I'd like to get in. I'd like to get in this week. I'm in town, coming in town. So.
On what day?
Well, I'll be there later today. I'm on a plane.
Oh, you're on a plane. Okay, let's see. I don't believe I have any availability later today. We usually book 2 to 3 weeks out, especially on the weekends. But let me see what I have.
Well, what's your policy for non-binary?
Our policy for non-binary, we don't have a non-binary.
Well, locker room wise.
Locker room wise, we have male and female locker rooms.
Okay, because I identify as a female. I ran into a problem in Chicago, and now I'm on some stupid list.
Understood. Well, whatever you present as is what we would have the locker room.
I just don't want to be stuck in some broom closet or some shed because of my sexuality. It can be very burdensome at times.
I understand that. If you're not comfortable in changing in either the men's or women's locker room, then we can have you change in the bathroom.
That's fine. I just don't want to be stuck in some broom closet or something. I had a problem. And I'm on hormone therapy so I can get kind of ornery.
So you can get, I'm sorry?
I can get a little mean.
Okay.
I'm on hormone therapy. It's very burdensome, this whole thing. I just want to make sure your policy is not going to offend anyone or offend me.
Yeah, so we also have a private group lounge or office if necessary, because what we would not be able to do is if you present as one gender or another, have you go into the locker room and then have other guests be uncomfortable. So we can provide a private space for you to change.
That's what I'm trying to prevent. Because in Chicago, somebody saw my penis in the women's locker room and they had a big problem with that for some reason. And I don't want any problems.
Yeah. So we would just need to know this kind of information ahead of time so that we can plan ahead for that.
Perfect.
And then let me see
what's your mask policy?
If you are fully vaccinated, meaning you had your last dose 2 weeks previous to today, then we would be able to see you. Otherwise, we do not see unvaccinated guests.
Do I need my card?
Yes, you do.
Oh, for Christ. I didn't bring any of my information. Do you guys just trust me here on that, or what are we doing?
I apologize. We would not be able to see you without proof of vaccination.
I need to get a proof of vaccination. Well, I'll do. I mean, I can probably send a picture.
A picture is fine.
But you know, it doesn't stop you from transmitting COVID or getting COVID. Just so you know that.
Understood. We just have to follow the mandates that are put in place for the city of San Francisco.
I understand. Right, follow the leader. But, you know, just wanted you to know that the whole thing is just, it's just a dance. But I'll play your game. All right. I'm going to call back when I land. Thank you.
Thank you.